Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. My friend Mort Klein is going to be with us at 5:35. Mort is the president of ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. And we are seeing such a huge increase in anti-Semitism writ large. But during the last couple of days, the Jewish Insider has highlighted the anti-Semitism coming from Virginia Democrats. And it's ugly. It is just disgusting. State Delegate Sam Rasul. And now State Senator Ghazala Hashmi, who, you know, wants to be the lieutenant governor. She has one of these circuitous, well, I'm against everything bad sort of things. But she won't say anything negative about her fellow Democrat. Abigail Spanberger, another one. Well, I don't like bad things. I'm all in favor of good things. Really? You don't want to take a moment here and condemn the anti-Semitism coming from within your own party? Well, shame on both of you. I am personally saluting someone who is a liberal Democrat with whom I agree on nothing. Eileen Fillercorn, the former Speaker of the House of Delegates, she's the one who first called out the anti-Semitism in her own party, the Virginia Democrats. So I may not agree with her on issues, but she had the courage of her convictions and the honesty necessary to stand up and call out her own party, the Virginia Democrats, for allowing, I would say, emboldening and embracing anti-Semitism. Well, I want to know how the other side is looking at this. John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, and I reached out to John. I said, I don't know if you've seen what your opponents are saying about the Jewish people, but I'd like to get John to address it. And so John's joining us. John, thank you for being here.
I'm happy to be here, Jeff. And let me just start out by saying you will always hear me condemn this kind of garbage talk from anybody. If they're going after Jews, I'm going to denounce it. And I will tell you, Ghazala Hashmi has had opportunity after opportunity in her public career to stand up and defend Jews. And she did not stand up and defend those college kids when they were being hassled at UVA and George Mason and William & Mary and JMU, all of these state schools. Did you hear her say anything? No, she went and stood with the Hamas Palestinian protesters with a big bullhorn yelling at everybody. So I'm sorry, your little press release yesterday does not impress me. And I know exactly why some wrote that up to try to save her from herself. And no one in Central Virginia who witnessed this should believe it. And I hope the rest of the state of Virginia will pay close attention. This lady is trying to hide a radical agenda and her radical attitude. And I'm not going to sit here silently and let it slide.
Tell me about some of the other stuff, John. It's Ghazala Hashmi. It is Abigail Spanberger. It is State Delegate Sam Rasul. I mean, they all seem to be on the same page. And who are they afraid of offending becomes my question.
Well, this is the problem. If we're being honest, the modern Democrat Party, and it used to be kind of a national Democrat Party, and Virginia carved out this, you know, conservative streak with Democrats where they could agree on, like, not getting rid of the right to work. I heard that in the newscast, too. But see, the Democrats in Virginia have been taken over by the radical national Democrats. There's no longer a Virginia Democrat mindset. So they have this horrible alliance, and it must really be uncomfortable with a bunch of people who hate America and hate Western civilization, and quite frankly, they hate Jews. And I have been very troubled and puzzled by my Jewish friends who continue to vote Democrat, even as the Democrat Party excuses, emboldens, and allies itself with people who are clearly hostile, not just with what's going on the other side of the Atlantic, but when the hostility came here and American Jews were attacked and Jewish kids on campuses were physically prevented from going to school and mocked and ridiculed and abused, did you hear the Democrat Party leaders stand up and say that was an atrocious situation? And that, you know, they know how to do it because they do it all the time whenever they're offended. No, they let it slide. They let it happen. And it was people like you and me on the radio who actually stood up for those kids. So I think they should answer for this weird, really horrible alliance. I don't think it's acceptable.
I completely agree with you, John. I want to remind everybody John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. You and I have had the conversation about various groups throughout the years that we each belong to, or we're each part of, we've come to each other, and all you have to do is replace some of the terms and go, hey, I don't understand why this group is standing with them. I don't understand why these folks are aligning with them. So I have exactly that concern about the Jewish community. I've tried to educate people through the years, John, where there was this philosophy within the Jewish community of, look, we face such difficulty, we don't want to bring attention to ourselves, we're not going to stand up, we're not going to be vocal. But this is how people get hurt. This is how, quite frankly, anti-Semites are emboldened. They believe that they're not going to get pushback, and so I guess it's incumbent behind the handful of the loudmouths, be they Jewish folks like me or Jewish loving Christians like you, to stand up and say, I'm not going to let this happen anymore.
Yeah, listen, I grew up hearing about this kind of abuse overseas. So you can imagine, and everybody, you know, they're quick to go to the Holocaust Museum and sign the book saying never again, never again. But then when you start to see this kind of movement within the Democrat Party and on the ground in America, everybody gets quiet and scared, or they start making excuses. I'm not going to do that. And I heard you talking earlier about Eileen Filicorn. You're right. There's not much that you or I would agree with the former Speaker of the House about, but before anybody gets mad with me and says, oh my gosh, John, I can't believe you're saying this, look at Eileen Filicord. She seems to see what Sam Rasul said, and she's willing to call it out. And I think Ghazala Hashmi, this is all phony, because every chance she's been given an opportunity to stand up for what's right, she has chosen not to. And in some cases, she's actually stood with the perpetrators. And you know, I just don't think Virginians are with that kind of attitude. I certainly hope not. And that's one reason I'm running for lieutenant governor, is I watch this stuff unfolding at the Capitol. I watch the cowardice. I watch the Democrats constantly embolden the bad guys on the street, whether it was the Antifa crowd or whether it was the group that wants to attack Jews. In the case of Ghazala Hashmi, she seems to enjoy being out in the street with a bullhorn screaming more than she enjoys the formal role of being a state senator, where she has a seat, a voice, and a vote. So, you know, maybe in the future, instead of trying to go out in the street and raise hell about Donald Trump, she should take her job seriously in the Senate and be a leader. Don't ask to be promoted to lieutenant governor when you failed every test over the last few years.
What a great point, John. What an absolutely great point. Well, I hope that you are getting the opportunity to communicate that message to all Virginians, of course, but especially remind Jewish Virginians around our beloved Commonwealth who may not actually be familiar with Ghazala Hashmi. You know, they may be living somewhere else, and maybe they're not actually familiar with what she's done. But boy, they do need to know about it. It has to be powerful. It has to be up front. And I know that you are committed to protecting our Commonwealth, to saving the state. And so please, please, please make sure everybody knows about this.
I'm going to keep doing it. I'm on the way to Williamsburg right now. I've got a speech down there tonight. I was in Northern Virginia this morning. And Jeff, one of the things people keep asking me in that Tyler Englander interview, people said, you know, how will you handle things? If you listen to me on the radio for the last 8 years, you know I'm independent-minded. I don't owe anything to anybody at that Capitol. So I'm a conservative. I am a Republican. I certainly lean that way on almost every decision. But I will call out anybody who behaves badly, who does something to try to harm innocent people in our state. You can count on that because I've proven it over and over again. And that's one of the big distinctions between me and Senator Hashmi.
There's no doubt there, John. That is absolutely true. I know you're on the road to Williamsburg, but take a moment, please, remind everybody about your website, because I want everybody to know about you. And especially, you know, what we have found recently, John, is that there are a lot of people who may love WRVA, but their cousins, their friends, say in Southside, Virginia, or you know, you got folks down there in Roanoke or somewhere else. And they're like, yeah, I wasn't listening to John. I don't know about it. So they're sharing a lot of my recorded stuff, a lot of these podcasts with their friends and relatives throughout the Commonwealth. So give everybody that website, okay?
Absolutely, it's JohnReedForVirginia.com, R-E-I-D is my last name. It's all spelled out, JohnReedForVirginia.com. And I hope everyone will go on Instagram and follow me there, and on Facebook. Almost every stop I make, you'll see the pictures of who I was with. And, you know, I'm reaching out to new voters, people who've never voted Republican before, because that's the coalition that we've got to build in order to win in Virginia. And I want everybody to know I'm not just going to the Capitol to represent Republicans or conservatives or just represent white Christians from the suburbs. I want to go to the Capitol and stand up for every citizen in this Commonwealth.
Well, we appreciate it. And I will urge everyone to head on over to JohnReedForVirginia.com. JohnReedForVirginia.com. John, safe travels. We'll speak again soon.
Thank you, Jeff. I always appreciate it.
Thank you. That is John Reed. Again, JohnReedForVirginia.com. John has been a passionate defender of our Jewish community. He has. I've watched him. Believe me when I tell you, we've had some great conversations, and I've extended my appreciation to John throughout the years. I cannot say the same thing about State Senator Ghazala Hashmi, State Delegate Sam Rasul, former Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger. And those three right now are either spouting Jew hatred or not taking an opportunity to condemn the Jew hatred coming from within their own party. Former Speaker of the House of Delegates, Eileen Fillercorn, as far to the left as a Democrat as you can get, she stood up and called.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Eat out. I don't know if she's going to get invited to any more Virginia Democrat Party events. I don't know that they'll ever let her run for office again. I don't know, but God bless her, because that's a strong woman to be able to stand up and turn to your own political party and say, look, guys, we got this huge problem. And the Virginia Democrats had better address the vicious anti-Semitism. She did that. She's the one. Wasn't some Republican, wasn't some conservative activist, wasn't a talk show host, wasn't a candidate. It was Eileen Fillercorn, a lifetime liberal Democrat and major, major player on their party team. She's the one who called it out. So good for her. The Jewish Insider picked it up and has run with it. Great publication. I do, FYI, I do have the links to the articles. If you go over and visit The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook, you can see them there. The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Don't forget, Monday morning, 6 a.m., my friend Rich Herrera is going to be here, the host of Richmond's Morning News. Always a great job with Rich. You don't want to miss that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.